here on this Thursday morning, and we hope you are having a great day. And now joining us on the line from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, we have Becky Barnhart. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing very, very well. Still a little foggy out there, I think. I don't think it's as bad as it was. It wasn't as bad as it was this morning. This morning it was kind of pea soupish.
Yeah, so it's just kind of gloomy looking now.
But yeah,
it's getting lighter, and it'll all be good.
Absolutely. So. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice and sunny, so definitely looking forward to that. Well, yeah. Becky, before we get to our great animals out there at the shelter, a few of them out there. First of all, couple things we want to go over. Obviously, you guys are still, tickets are still being sold for the Chili Bowl, correct?
Right, they sure are. They will be on sale until the 30th of this month, and if people want to purchase tickets, they can drive through the Community State Bank and purchase their tickets that way, or go into the lobby. I understand the lobby is now open. They can go into Liebert Brothers, and that's where I purchased my tickets. I just went in there and got my tickets in there, and then also Stacia Stewart has tickets available at all times. Her phone number is 620-249-9298. So if anyone just needs to, wants to call her directly and visit with her about tickets or anything about the Chili Bowl, she's the gal. She's the one that has coordinated all this and doing a great job. This is the ninth year. Next year, 10-year coming on, she's saying she'd really like to do something a little extraordinary, and hopefully the world will be in a better place so we can do that type of thing. So one reason why she decided to go ahead and do this ninth year is because she was really hoping that next year we could, for 10 years, do something neat. I'll remind everyone the tickets are $7 a cord, or you can get 3 for $20. And the hours to be picked up, it'll be a drive-through situation there at Community State Bank from 1 to 3. Just drive up, get your chili, and be on your way and get ready for the big game on the following Sunday. So that's February the 6th would be pickup day. It's a great cause, and as I said, the funds that come from that event go directly to the shelter, and it is going to be used for, as you know, we've gotten involved with some rescue groups, so some of the funds will help us with the transport, with the medication need, and the examinations that some states require. So that's been kind of a new expense to us at the shelter, so that helps fund that. Also, just the veterinarian costs that we deal with on a monthly basis, it usually runs us anywhere from $7 to $1,000 a month to take care of these animals out of the shelter. The veterinarian needs that occur, it's a lot of money. But it's also a lot of cats and dogs, too. But so, therefore, the money that we raise for these special events really help us make sure that we're adopting out and sending out to rescues healthy pets. So there's my spiel. How was that?
Sounds good. Sounds good. And also, you guys obviously are still you're always looking for donations because you go through a lot out there with all those dogs and cats out there.
We do. It's amazing how fast we go through it. Last weekend was my weekend to work, and we were down to we had one bag of dog food. And so we went to Walmart and purchased a couple of bags. And, we had our meeting last night. I said, how are we doing, Brad? And he said, well, we had a couple of bags that came in from Genesis, which is wonderful. Sometimes they get in things they can't use, and so they had brought us some dog food. So I would say our great need right now would be dog food. And that's, big dog and puppy size. So it's amazing how much we go through. I think the dog food and the kitty litter are something we're in constant need of. For some reason, the cat food, I guess they just don't eat as much, kind of makes sense, but we always have a lot of cats. But we seem to be all right with cat food. Kitten food, maybe not so much. But so there's a great need there for some dog food. And blankets, I noticed our little blankets got a little little chew holes going on all of a sudden. But if you've got any blankets around the house that you're no longer using, Walmart has a really neat little blanket they sell for $2.50 that is just perfect for us to wash and laundry and dry and get back in those kennels. And so we've been going through a lot of those. And then toys, they just, bless their hearts, they excuse me, they love those toys, but they're really hard on them and they don't last long. So it's kind of the same items, but yet it's amazing how quickly we go through them. And not having our open house this Christmas, it has hurt us. I'll be honest, because we have a lot of people that show up and just bring us, Dawn detergent, or maybe they'll bring us some towels, or maybe they bring us a toy or two. all of that matters and really does help, and that did happen this year. So anything that anyone wants to bring out that I've mentioned is so greatly appreciated. It really is.
Absolutely. Again, like you said, those toys, they're hard on them because they're having a good time with them, though. I mean,
oh, but they do. They have so much fun.
Yeah, they do, and it's always so much fun to watch them play with those toys.
But, you know, it's not just the dogs. I mean, I always see
the cats get
the cats.
The cats
those
get rough cats with them.
Love those, you know, the little balls that have little bells in them.
Oh, they go wild on them.
Batting those things around, chasing them. And then there's also these little toys they have for cats that look like mice, and they go nuts for those, or if it has a feather. I mean, they get up on their perch, and they'll jump down and attack it, you know, bat it around with their... They're so fun.
Well, and what's so funny about it, you know, they'll stop playing with it for a bit, but then, like you said, they'll be kind of up on their perch, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. they just get this wild look in their eyes, and they just jump on it for no reason.
Yeah.
And they're just like... The instinct kicks in sometimes.
It does, and we've had some really good adoptions. We've had two cats, Sugar and Sydney, were adopted this last weekend. I was there when this husband and wife came in, and they took two, and so we just love that when it happens. And Brad's on his way to Kansas City today with two kittens that came in, kind of on more of a feral. They're just not quite as friendly as we'd like, and a dog, and with that rescue group that we've, Great Plains, I believe the name of it, they have really started wanting some cats and kittens, and nothing could please us more because we just always have way more kittens and cats than we would like to say we have. So it's always nice to find rescues that are interested. And there's adoptions. So last night we had our meeting, and we were, you know, doing our social distancing around the front entrance, and Brad's moved all the cats out to that area, which is kind of fun because when people come in, you know, the cats are entertaining. Well, Liz is probably the star of the day. That was the funniest thing. He was sitting there, and she'd take her paw and she'd bat him on the back of the head, or she'd pull at his collar, and he'd turn around and look at her, and then she'd jump up on her perch, and she's very vocal, very just talk.
Meow!
Yes. I mean, I kind of kept giggling because I was watching her play with the back of his neck and collar. She would make someone a lovely pet, and she wants to be with people.
And she wants attention, too, it sounds like.
She wants that attention.
That's the, because when he would turn around and she would start meowing, she's basically saying, pay attention to me.
Exactly. She's not going to be one of those that's going to lie around and not do a lot. She's going to want you to interact. She is a gray and black tabby, about 3 years old. She's really kind of sleek built and super loving. But I wanted to make sure I got a plea out there for Liz, because after watching her last night, I'm thinking she needs somebody to take her home and let her entertain.
Just sounds like a sweet, sweet cat.
She was. Yes, she is. So, and then I guess we've got a good adoption that's going to be taking place with Denise. Denise is going to be adopting our pit bull, our deaf pit bull that's been at the shelter. They had, isn't that wonderful?
That is awesome.
Bless her heart, because when we get these dogs with special needs or senior dogs, it's not always an easy adoption out there. So we are so pleased. She came out with her family, and everybody got along, and then she came out with one of her little dogs, and that seemed to work well. So we just think she's a special angel right now, because she's going to take Lucy home and give Lucy a good life.
I mean, Denise is a special person to begin with. We definitely love her, and it's so great to hear that, because, again, like you said, sometimes when the dogs are kind of older, those are harder adoptions, because people always want the little puppies because they're fun and all. But those older dogs, they need love, too.
Oh, and they are so appreciative. I mean,
yes, they do.
They just know. They just know that, you know, you're taking me home, and dogs with the right proper food and care, they can live a lot longer than dogs used to. Same way with cats. I mean,
absolutely.
We can reach age 20 if you're a healthy cat or a good owner or whatever. But I mean, it has been done. Let's just put it that way. Doesn't always. Sometimes health issues happen, but.
Yeah, my cat Maggie that we had, when we had to put her down because she was she kept just losing weight, even though we were feeding her, and we really couldn't afford the health care, so we had to put her down, which I hated doing that. But she did live, though, for like 15 years, so that's
goodness.
A long time for a cat.
Oh, sure it is. You know, and they kind of tell you when it's time.
Yeah.
So that's the hardest thing about being a pet owner, is that sometimes you have to make that decision. And I've never been fortunate enough to have nature just take them, you know, fall asleep and go. I've always had to make that decision.
Yeah, it's a hard decision.
It's really, really difficult.
But like you said, they almost tell you sometimes, hey, I'm ready. You know, I'm not getting any. She was just laying there, and you could see her getting skinnier, and she was not nowhere near as active. And we're like, you know, we can't do this to her. She has no quality of life right now.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. They kind of let you know. But anyway, we've had some good adoptions. We've had some good rescues. We had a gentleman come out earlier this week, and he gave us a donation of money. And it's just amazing to me how wonderful people are and how they just continue to support us. And we really do appreciate it. I know some people, you know, they say that, but I mean, this is from the heart. We really do appreciate the citizens of Costco, because we could not function at the level we are without all this extra help. So keep it coming, and we will continue to do our very best to keep these animals healthy and happy and adopted.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's some great animals out there. So let's go ahead and get to the star of our show, the dogs and cats out there. We started with dogs last week. Let's do the kitty cats this week.
Well, I'll mention Liz again, just in case someone said, what was that kitten's name? But it is Liz, and she's gorgeous gray and black tabby, 3 years old, a sleek build, and super loving. And as I said, watching her last night, she's very entertaining, and just she makes someone a wonderful interactive cat. And then we have Katrie. She's yellow and white. She's a female, about 7 years old, still very affectionate, spick and span, feisty, cute, hard to resist, about 2.5 months old. They're gray tabbies. The smaller is the male, and then there's the female. We have Annie, is a beautiful gray and white, long-haired female, super loving and easygoing girl, and we're guessing her age to be between 4 and 5. And then we have Midnight. It's a neutered male. He has short hair, black, very sweet, and he's ready to go home. If you were to pick him, come out, you know, and make your appointments, Brad, and pick out Midnight, he could go home with you the day you pick him out, because he's already been neutered. So that's the only cats we have on the list, which is lovely, but we always have, you know, we have other cats there and kittens, but we keep them for so long just to make sure that a reclaim doesn't occur and to kind of check out their health, and then we put them on the list to be adopted. So always come out and look around, or continue to visit Facebook, because it's always changing. And with the dogs that we have, we still Sasha is probably going to be our long-term resident now. It seems like I've mentioned her name many weeks, but she's a female pit. She's about 2 to 3 years old. She's black with some white. She's a super dog, lots of exercise. I mean, when she runs, she just wants to run and please. So she would make someone a nice, active dog. Hopper. First thing you know about Hopper is the happy-go-lucky attitude. He has a very soft coat. I walk him on a leash because he has a tendency to want to climb fences, so we just walk him. It's good exercise for him, too. He walks on a leash great. Because he's, you know, a little bit bigger, being a Rottie mix, and probably Rottie and Shepherd mix. So he's a little bit taller, but he was very, very well-behaved on that leash. He's about a year and a half old, black and brown with some white on his legs and face. Apollo is a gorgeous red. He has a gorgeous reddish coat, white on face and legs. Oh, just about a year old, very well behaved. Keeps the kennel clean. Maybe has a few accidents, but boy, is that important if you're wanting to bring them home and make them a house dog, if they've already got some training at the shelter. And we think he might be have some lab and some pit in him. We have Trumbo. We're still hoping that works out, because I know Matt had some interest in him, so maybe that'll work out. He's a very sweet dog, has that awesome face, eating his peanut butter. Pure delight was all over that face as that peanut butter was getting close. He's a mixed breed, around 35 pounds, I'm sorry, and he's about 8 to 10 months old, and he's black and white and tan. And then we have Boog's really a pretty, pretty dog, lab husky mix. White with a brown nose, curly tail, has small ears that kind of stick straight up. He's unique and good-looking, has lots of energy, and around 3 years old, and it is a male. Spooky is a cute, cute lab. He's got these eyes that kind of protrude when he's getting excited, so it's kind of like he's, you know, you've just scared him, like, you know, boo, he gets that look on his face. It's really cute, so we've named him Spooky. And he came in a little shy at the shelter, of course, but he's warmed up. He's got a really cute nose, and he is about a year old, and he's a lab mix. And we have Lindy and Bindi. They're sweet. They are 60 to 65 pounds, about 5 years old. They are the ones that came in that need to be in town. They are fence climbers, which was bad for out in the country because they got into some chickens and things that they shouldn't have done. But in town, they would be fine. They would be, and they're good. They're very well behaved. Again, I took them out and I brought them in. I was feeding them together. There was no food issues. You know, they shared, they each had their own bowl, but I was really amazed about how well they do get along. And then we have Richie. Richie is beautiful. I looked at this dog and thought, wow, he is gorgeous. He's about a year and a half old. He's a hound bird dog mix, white with some black markings and, you know, the little tick markings all over them. He is a very sweet dog. He's just a big old baby. He walks beside you, but he kind of looks like Tucker. In fact, there's some video of him on our Facebook page where he's playing with Tucker, but he's not as big as Tucker. But, oh, man, he's a neat, neat, good-looking, well-behaved dog. So Richie needs to find that forever home. And the last one I'm going to speak of is Dino, and a year-and-a-half-year-old male. He's a lab mix, all black, kind of a husky guy. And, again, he's full of energy because he's young, but he's ready to learn. So that's the group. We also have smaller dogs that come and go, you know, that we can't put on the list yet. Knock on wood, at this point, we don't really have any young puppies, but there is one out at the... I noticed in the big room, we do have one that he's probably about 6 months old, and he was kind of a tan with some black and white on his face. He's going to be a good-looking dog. I don't think he was probably there long enough for Brad to put him on this list, but he will be adopted, I think, because he's such a good dog really quickly. So that's the crew, and as you know, we're asking for people to try to make an appointment before they come out and to please be prepared to wear your mask, and our hours are from 2 to 4 in the afternoons, except for Monday afternoon, we're still closed to the public. But Brad he had an appointment the day I was out there. I think it was Denise, like at 10:30 in the morning. So we're really trying to accommodate people's schedules if they want to come out and meet and greet one of the animals. And our phone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. That's a county road on the way to South Coffeyville, the last one before you get to the bridge. Visit our Facebook page. That's probably the most up-to-date we can do as far as showing you pictures of the animals. So.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming in today or calling in today. And to, either way, you're here. But thanks for calling in today. We really do appreciate it. We love hearing about the animals out there. And obviously, we're big supporters of the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And we appreciate you coming on every week.
All right. Well, thank you for the time. And everyone, have a good weekend and stay safe. And we'll visit next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Becky. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Again, we love talking to her every week about what is going on over at CFA. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we have one more interview for you, and it is with the head coach of the Caney Valley Bullpups. It's Jim Deaton. He'll be on with us here in just a after this break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.